بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا أمة بعد أمته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال تعالى اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما بين خلق آدم إلى قيام الساعة أمر أكبر من الدجال وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Most respected honorable ulama kiram, Hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in this world, has blessed us with this navigation tool of iman, of hidayat, of Islam, so we can navigate ourselves through this maze of this dunya. And the destination that we all have to be putting on our GPS every day, resetting the destination, that the destination is Akhirah, the destination is Jannah. Every day when I wake up in the morning, my objective is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My goal is the ultimate pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through life, we would be challenged A life without challenges, that is Jannah, that is Akhirah. But every soul in this world, every person's test would be different. But every person is being tested. So it is part of life that we be tested. Maturity of insan, of a human, is that he understands that I am in an examination hall, and this test and examination is for the result of Akhirah. The result is for Jannah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look into the life of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, they all faced different tests, but it was the strength of Iman that made them successful through every test. It was that strength of Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the individuals, the salaf of the past, that irrespective of the nature of the test that they were challenged or faced with, they passed it with flying colors with the strength of Iman. So the responsibility of every one of us is that we make a dedicated effort daily on our Iman. This world that we are living in is little oversaturated with fake personalities, fake news, fake smiles and fake deals. The news is fake, everything around is fake, that we have actually forgotten the real worth of gold. For a person to be honest in business is frowned upon. Like, are you still back in the bygone days? And if a person can swindle another and catch a fish in his business, and we say, you know, I got the fish for today, you say, wow, you know, you've got business acumen. If a person can do someone down, we pride ourselves with it. Yet if a person is by the book, according to Sharia, principled, disciplined, according to the commands of Allah, that the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then that's like, how are you still living in that age? Life is moving on. We have to move on. We have to move, and you have to trend with the people. So the Iman, the businessman may feel that my success is in my business acumen. The professional may feel it may be in my expertise. And everyone has some perception of success. But a believer, we have to have yaqeen and conviction that my success is only in Iman. My success is only in the strength of my faith and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we draw closer to the final hour, when is the final hour? Wallahu alam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But what's going to be the key tool of protection preservation, success of any person is going to be his iman. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from the inception of this world, ma bayna khalqi adam ila qiyami sa'a amrun akbar min ad-dajjal. From the time of Adam alayhi salam till the final hour, there is never going to be a test greater than that of Dajjal. The fitna of Dajjal is the greatest fitna to be witnessed by mankind, by human race. One day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after the salah addressed rather, first called the Sahaba radiallahu anhum for salah. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they gathered for the salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed the salah. Immediately after the salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam makes an announcement. لِيَلْزَمْ كُلُّ إِنسَانٍ مُسَلَّىٰ. Every person, please stay in your places, don't move. Not a sahabi woke up, everyone sat in their places. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ascended the minbar, addressed the sahaba radiallahu anhum, and said, مَا جَمَعْتُكُمْ لِرَغْبَةٍ وَلَا لِرَهْبَةٍ. I haven't gathered you today, we haven't assembled in this hour for any joy or sadness or grief. But actually in place, Tamim Dari, he was kana rajulan nasraniyan. He's from Christian background. He came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, embraced the deen of Islam and became a sahabi. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what's more astonishing about Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, who has become radiallahu anhu, is the incident he has narrated to me, what he himself has eyewitnessed. First hand this has taken place. So Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this coincides, O my sahaba, with the information about Dajjal I have already been feeding you and giving you about Dajjal. So Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu says, but this is prior to him becoming radiallahu anhu. He says, I was with 30 people from my tribe, and we were on a naval expedition, we were gone out for some work, and there was a storm, sea storm, because of which we found ourselves in difficult rescue boat. We went into the rescue boat. We couldn't control the direction of the rescue boat. We landed up at one island. When we came to this island, then لَقِيَتْنَا دَابَّةٌ أَهْلَبْ كَثِيرَةُ شَعْرٍ. It was an animal. If I look at it, I would say it's an animal. But it was a very hairy animal. So we asked this animal, because the animal is talking to us, like, who are you? So we said, animal speaking. So we responded, speaking to this animal, wama anti, who are you? So this animal says, anal jasasa, I am known as jasasa. So to give it, not to go anymore into any detail as to who I am, please, intaliqu ila hadha dir, can you please enter the structure? There is someone that's very desirous of information and news from the world. So they got even more scared. Animal is speaking. How can there be a person in this structure? It's an island. It's isolated. How can there be a person that's surviving? Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu says, with his group and entourage, they entered the structure and they says, فَإِذَا فِيهِ أَعْظَمُ إِنسَانٍ رَأَيْنَاهُ قَتُّ خَلْقًا. He says, we saw a very huge built person. So the word that is used is insan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when discussing Dajjal, gives physical features. Shabun, qatitun. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, discusses the physical features, which means that Dajjal is not a system. Dajjal is an individual. Yes, he would have two eye sockets and one of them will be flat and the other like a protruding grape. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave further descriptions about kafara on his forehead, etc. But now, as they enter this, they ask, this person is asking them, man antum? Like, who are you? So they say, nahnu unasum min al-arab. We are some people, we have come from the Arabian Peninsula. He says, wow, I've got a few questions. So he says, but who are you? He says, before I tell you who I am, you may just get scared. Rather answer my questions first. So the first question is, an ayni zughar, anil buhayra tabariya. So they asked a few questions. One was about the spring of Zuhar that is found in the country of Jordan. Is this still, that area around the spring, is it still lush, green, fertile? So they said yes. The garden is still fertile. And in Buhayra Tabariya, generally when people would go to Jordan and you would go on a ziyara, then if you go very close to the Yarmouk border, that is where you can see Golan Heights and Syria, on the right hand side, then there's Buhayra Tabariya, you cannot get there. But from a distance you can see it, unless now you can go from the side of Syria. Buhayra Tabariya can be seen. So he's asking, is that still full of water? So they said, yes, there's still a lot of water. Buhayra Tabariya. And Nakhli Baysan, the orchard of Baysan, is that still fruit bearing? They said, yes, that's still fruit bearing. So he says, okay, a time is going to come, Buhayra Tabariya will dry. Aini Zughar, that area will not be fertile. And this Baysan, Nakhli Baysan, will not be bearing fruit anymore. One more question. Hal kharaja nabiyul ummiyin? The Nabi of the last, of the final Nabi, has he emerged and claimed prophethood? So they said, yes. He said, are the people fighting him, opposing him, or listening to him? He says, no, his own people are opposing him. Actually, they are driving him out of Makkah Mukarramah. But the general view of people, are they people that are obeying him, listening to him, obedient to him? So they said, yes. So then this person is responding to say, well, it's better for them to be obedient to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's better. So they like perplexed, how is he tied up, jumping up, down, giving us this information, asking us about the world? So he says, Anad Dajjal. The information is over, that's all I required. I need to know how close is my emergence. A time will come, I'm going to come out. I will exit this place. But these are the questions and I need to know. And this will lay the foundation for me coming out. But till today, there is water in Tabariya. The orchard is still fruit bearing. But when will it dry up, we don't know. Dajjal is already on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him. There's no reason for a person to fear if he's got the strength of iman. If a person has got iman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيَّخْرُجْ وَأَنَا فِيكُمْ فَأَنَا حَجِيجُهُ دُونَكُمْ. Dajjal makes his appearance in my time and I'm alive, I will see to him. But وَإِيَّخْرُجْ وَلَسْتُ فِيكُمْ فَكُلُّ مْرِئِنْ every person حَجِيجُ نَفْسِهِ. You will have to fight your own case. Wallahu khalifati ala kulli muslim. If you are my devoted follower, Allah will fight the battle on your behalf. But if ever you see Dajjal, if Dajjal has to make his emergence, all you need to do is read the opening verses, first 10 verses of Suratul Kahf, and that will be your protection from Dajjal. Now you tell any person, listen, 2026, 26, 27 financial year, if you know Surah Kahf off by heart, no tax. Mulana, can we start today? when you got free time? Please, Mulana, put me in your busy schedule. Somewhere I can, at least put me here some time. Forget about tax reduction and discount. Here we're getting protection from Dajjal, the greatest fitna. And how many of us know Suratul Kahf off by heart? Okay, maybe not the entire surah. There is a narration of at least knowing the first 10 verses of Suratul Kahf of Bayat. From today, inshallah, we're going to be making an effort to learn only 10 verses, the first 10 verses of Suratul Kahf, so I can recite that of Bayat. Remember, for us to be protected from the fitna of Dajjal, the fitna of today, I have to make an effort to protect myself. If I am strong, fortified against the test of today, I will be protected from the fitna of tomorrow. But if I cannot survive the test which is small of today, that interest is haram and I am succumbing to that, then the fitna of Dajjal is going to be difficult. Yes, on the forehead of Dajjal will be kafara or kafir, different narrations. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yaqra'uhu kullu mu'min. Not every person is going to see it. That person who is blessed with the noor of iman will be able to read it. Many people will stand on the horizon to look for the new crescent. Only the person who's got physical eye will see it. Only that person. Similarly, kafara on the forehead of Dajjal. We all got iman. But the person who's got the strength of iman will be able to see it. Not just iman. The one who's got that strength of iman. We have to be making an effort on our iman. Iman and the deen of Islam is like a tree. We've got the branches of economics, we've got the branches of social welfare, and we have the fruits of akhlaq, and we have the fruits of feeding people, and we have different ibadat, salah, zakat, fast. The root of this tree is iman. We don't water the fruit and the branches, we will water the roots, and that takes care of the rest of the branches. And how much of time am I dedicating every day for the preservation, for the fortifying of my iman? How much do I talk about Allah? I ask myself, when last did I talk about Allah? And if someone has to tell me to speak about Allah, how long can I talk? Will I speak 2 minutes and say, Mawlana, I need to read one kitab and see what else I can say about my Allah? And haven't we forgotten how much my Allah loves us? And this is how that iman will rejuvenate, will become strong. When the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was returning from an expedition, so one Sahabi, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting with Sahaba, and one Sahabi was still coming. So as he came, he's got his shawl, and his shawl is all wrapped up. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, "What's in that shawl of yours? It's all wrapped up very carefully. What's in it?" So he opened to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "Here are these young birds, and the mother is sitting on top of the young." He says, "But oh my Sahabi, how did that happen?" He says, "I was passing a very dense forage, and I heard the chirping of young birds, and I went and got that nest, and I kept the birds with me. As I was walking, the mother bird came flying, hovering above my head, so I opened up the shawl, and the mother, against normal instinct, sat on the babies. So I wrapped up the mother with the children and with the small young babies and have come. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is looking, Sahaba are looking. The mother refused to fly. As long as these children are vulnerable to an attack, I will not be moving. So Nabi says, "Atajabuna li ruhmi ummi al-afrahi firakaha?" Are you all astonished and perplexed with the mother that she is so stuck with her children, she is not moving? She is ready to risk her life to protect her young. She says, "Ya Rasulullah, definitely. Imagine this. Normally, this bird, even if it sees an insan, it will run away. Sees human, it will fly. And here it's staying amongst we all crowded, and it wouldn't fly away." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drew the attention of the creation and the ummah to say, "Walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi." He says, "Oh my Sahaba, by the qasam and the oath of that being in whose control is my life, lallahu arhamu bi'ibadihi min ummi al-afrahi bi-firakhiha. Wallahi, Allah loves you more than this mother loves its young. Allah loves you more than that. You will not wake up for Fajr Salah, but he still tell the tree, give oxygen, my insan needs it to survive. Perhaps we even forget the next Asr Salah. We see, give him his rozi. He has to take some food home, because if there's no food in the house, then the children are going to cry. Allah is so merciful. Despite our indifference to the deen, sometimes we turn our back, sometimes not interested. Allah says, allow everything to work. Yet some people to purify the blood will have to go for dialysis twice and thrice a week. Just, and the next day he's finished. Allah is allowing the system to purify your daily blood for what? For Allah, for akhirat. He's taking care of us, and we forgot about what he's doing for us. Every day I need to think, how much is oxygen in the hospital? Allah is giving it to me for free. How much is it to sleep with the person who is in pain, stage 4 cancer? He'll take a tablet, he'll take medication, he'll take drips just to sleep. Allah is allowing me so peacefully, I can just put my head down, read my kalimas, and I'm sleeping. And that for free he's giving it to me. What he's asking? Allah is asking, please just be a dutiful servant of mine. That's all I want. I just want you to be my banda. You mine. You don't belong to this dunya. You're in this dunya for a test. This earth is an examination. You belong to akhirat. That is the reward for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq. We increase our iman. We make effort on our iman. So how do we protect ourselves from the fitna of Dajjal? Is we make an effort on our iman. One simple way how we can strengthen our iman, fortify our iman, is in our homes, we read the Fadaili Amal. When we read the incidents of Sahaba who were men of steel, who stood the test of time, irrespective of the challenge, they came out with perfect iman. We read their incidents, it gives us some courage, it gives us some strength. We draw strength from the incidents of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we will read some fadaili. Bedside I will keep one book on the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whichever one I am happy with, find out from the ulama, is it authentic? Keep that, read the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahi, every page that you read, you'll fall more in love with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you cannot believe, like, this is the personality who is my Nabi. This is my Nabi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that tawfiq. And number three, we make dua, Ya Allah, protect us from the fitna of Dajjal. But actively, I need to be making an effort to protect myself from the fitna of today. Whatever is the fitna on my iman, remember, together with the bombs that are falling in the different countries around the world, there's a parallel silent war that is being fought. And that is the war that is being fought against the heart of the believers. They want to steal our hearts and occupy a space for free in our minds. How would they get there? Via us following their trends. When we trend with them, when we dress like them, and when we start behaving like them, then we start thinking like them, forgetting about thinking the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. The ability that we instill within ourselves, we make an effort on iman, and even the nikah to be taking place, the parties can come forward inshallah, and the nikah will be taking place now. So even for nikah, the institution of nikah, where's the strength? The strength in is iman. Every ayat to be recited, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. The address is to people of iman. And how will a person take care of his wife? When will he take care? When he understands that this is an amana. And he does everything. He doesn't think that nikah is one vending machine. I do something good and wait for a reward. No. I'll do good to my wife because she is the servant of Allah. Not because I'm looking for any reward. Not because I need to be good in anyone's books. I want to be good to Allah. And I want to do it according to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillah.